What's the title?
If there's hell below, we're all gonna go.
That's a hell of a statement. Track one. What's the matter?
Hello and welcome to the If There Is Hell Below podcast with me, Callum Eckersley.
And I'm Rob Morgan.
That's a cracking little track, that.
Mmm.
That's by a band called Trampoline Team. They're from New Orleans. Great city. Not been, but
New,
great city.
Great city, New Orleans. I would absolutely love to be in a trampoline team.
Yeah, I would. Do they exist?
Of course.
Is it much of a team sport, though? Or do you just like have individual goes?
Yeah. It's okay. A team sport.
Okay. What's the aim? Do a flip over one another.
Jumps.
As many jumps as you can do in one hour.
Jump quality.
Yeah. Finish how you finish.
Jump quality.
Yeah.
Spin quantity.
Yeah.
Spin quality.
But how does that work in a team?
Danger elements.
Okay. Jump over each other.
Yeah.
Throw each other around. Anyway.
If you can do a jump where it looks like your neck might snap.
Yeah.
You won the game. That's essentially you won the game.
I'd like to be in a trampoline team. They're good fun things.
Oh, they are, mate.
Yeah, they're great.
Better than a bouncy castle?
Oh, of course they're better than a bouncy castle.
No question.
Can't do a good sit drop on a bouncy castle.
You know those things that kids go on where it's like a trampoline stroke bungee jump thing?
Oh, yeah. Too restrictive.
I really want to go on one.
Really? Which go on, mate?
However, you know, it'd be like, is that a 30-year-old on one of those little trampoline bungee things?
I always want to go on a donkey at the beach.
Just snap their neck.
Apparently it's not on.
Yeah, you have to be like, you can't be over like 7 stone.
Yeah.
Well, you are over 7 stone.
Better get losing weight.
Callum, I'm really worried about you.
Yeah.
I really want to go on a donkey ride.
Just let me do it. Anyway, yeah, they're from New Orleans. That's a title track from their upcoming album, which is coming out on Pelican Powwow Records, who are well worth checking out. They put out that a Buck Biloxi and the Fucks record,
oh,
I think. Who's great. And some other great records as well. Some sort of garage and hardcore punk type stuff. But that's a lovely bit of power pop. I love it.
Hey, here's something from a band I think we've had before.
Okay.
Lame Drivers,
mm-hmm,
who are a New York indie DIY band. And they've been on the scene for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Is it a reference? Lame Drivers is a... Lame Driver is a lyric in a Pavement song, I think.
Ah. I think I got another song that I was looking at that referenced a Pavement song.
Really?
And it's either in the band.
Influential, mate.
People love that band.
I love them.
You love that band.
Yeah.
I like them.
Good.
I like them. That's enough, though.
That's enough for me, mate.
They're like a 9 out of 10 for you. They're like a 7 out of 10.
Yeah. They can be a 10 out of 10 for me. They can be a 6 out of 10.
Well, that's that beautiful little balancing act.
Exactly.
Right, so they've finally put out their debut album. after putting out, you know, the standard sort of selection of 7 inches and tapes, splits, EPs, all that shit. And now they've finally done it. It's like, we finally nailed it down. Yeah. And she said yes. And we're committed to this now. We got an album out.
Yeah.
Not saying they weren't committed, but
they're more, you know, they're fully committed.
They're going steady.
Yeah. Sure. Well,
steady album making outfit now. The album's called Chosen Era. And some of the engineers is a Block Party man.
Yeah. A member of the band Block Party. Interesting.
Simon, maybe the drummer.
Okay. I wouldn't know his name.
His surname's Tong, I think. Some Guided by Voices guy.
Cool.
And some other guy.
Okay.
Him. But I remember looking at that last guy and going,
good.
Yeah.
He sounds great.
Sounds great. He sounds very good. Anyway, what's going to get you on this track, which is called Frozen Egg, and it actually came out a couple of years ago or something, but it's his album, it's their album proper.
Yeah.
So bear with it. And it's like the only one that you can buy at the moment. And so it's got some killer hooks.
Yeah, good.
And it's got this sweet harmonic guitar solo that makes it worth repeating and reminding yourself that Frozen Egg is an A song.
Without pain, I get more. That hurt.
That is by a band called The Squids. It's called Damn Dude.
Damn.
Damn Dude. That's coming out on Lollipop Records. It's basically a collection of a couple of debut EPs that they did.
Yeah.
It's coming out on cassette. They're putting it all together. And The Squids have said they've got a brand new cassette out. It's called Douche Baba Ganoush is the name.
Oh.
All capped.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Douche Baba Ganoush.
I like that.
Yeah, which is good.
They seem like great guys.
Yeah.
Can I ask what they look like? Because I painted.
I haven't actually seen what they look like.
I've painted.
I think they look like they'd be pals with King Tuff.
Yeah.
I think they'd have patches on their denim jacket.
Yeah.
And that's all I've thought of, really. I think they'd probably have long hair.
One of them is a surefire boarder.
Yes. Oh, yes. But they've got a lovely sort of King Tuffy voice as well, which I love.
Part of me wishes that I could board.
Do it, mate.
Yeah, it's boring, mate.
Yeah, I think...
Son, if I can't be instantly good at something, I can't be up.
I think if you're over 25 and you're not professional at it yet, come on, give it up.
Really?
No, I'm only joking.
Sorry, guys, because we probably definitely have somebody who's over that age.
No, I'm joking. It's a nice thing to do. Yeah. But I'm not near the sea anymore.
Fucking backtrack on
I'm
that,
not near the sea anymore, but I used to love it, so I'd do it if I was near the sea.
I couldn't even do an ollie, mate.
Oh, you mean skateboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's what I meant, boarding.
Yeah, yeah. You mean skateboarder?
Oh, you like... Well, the surfer. Yeah, well, surfers actually.
They're all boards, mate.
I tell you what, I am...
Men of the board.
Men of the board. Oh, the Legion of the Board.
Yeah, the Legion of the Board.
Do you still...
Have private meetings and...
Mm. A bit like, do you burn anything? Do you burn a board? Or is that a sign of disrespect?
Like... Yeah.
Do you burn a longboard?
If you actually were to
burn
set a longboard fire to one. Yeah. Yeah. On the beach. Longboarders, get out.
Yeah. You're not welcome here.
Yeah. Stop dropping in on my wave.
Okay. So, I've been surfing the internet.
Oh, good.
Nobody surfs the internet anymore.
No.
When was the last confirmed surfer of the internet? If you were him or know him... Please get in contact
early
with us.
Early
2000s. We'd love to get in contact. Your nan. I don't want to talk to your nan. She's... You can barely remember her name. She could do with remembering to wipe her bum. Sorry.
Oh, poor people.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's not on that.
Sorry about your nan. Hey, you'll get old.
Yeah.
Probably be me.
Yeah. It'll happen one day, mate.
And then
Mr. Gartner, ball of flames.
Then my grandson will be listening to a podcast, which is beamed to his head.
Yeah.
And someone will be taking the piss out of me.
Yeah.
Goes around, doesn't it? I'll wait, though, for it. Anyway, right, so I've been checking out this thing called SoundCloud.
Okay.
And I decided to dig a little deeper into SoundCloud, and I picked my hashtag, and I went on, I picked my little parameter, my date, and I went to... anything that had less than 20 listens.
Okay.
And I found this amazing Japanese power pop group. Nice. But they were like around from like, they've been around like since the early 2000s. And I think it was just an old track that had just been put up. They were called the Dog Hairdressers.
Good name.
And they were cracking. They sounded like a Japanese teenage fan club. And, right, so I'm looking through all these tunes. And so like, it's like reading somebody's diary. Like, or like reading their high school poetry while they're still in school. And you know it's shit. And some of it was shit. But you kind of feel a little bit... You feel really bad for laughing. Like, or going, oh my God, this is so bad. Because at least if you see them on other places and they've like got 1,000 or, you know, 20,000, you're like, oh, this is just a song I don't like.
Yeah.
But this is like...
Someone's like...
Oh man, this is like somebody's little... This is just a little hobby. They're like doing it. They're probably just showing their mates. I'm not going to make... You know, people go, I'm not going to get any gigs.
Yeah.
But you know what? I like just making music. It's a little hobby.
Yeah.
And this is like nicher than the niche shit we play in.
Yeah.
Because it's not ever going to find anybody. But it's nice that people do it. And I do feel a little bit bad about it. Because they're just having a fun time, mate.
Yeah,
music can just be a little hobby. That you just sort of play little... Eric Clapton riffs or something in your room. Keep them to your room. Or Spotify, you know, if you need to document that. I used to be in a band, and I don't want anybody to ever hear that.
I've seen video evidence. It's out there.
Don't.
I won't tell. I won't say the name.
That's good. That's Yeah, because you can say it and I just edit out. Anyway, so during this find, I found a guy called Waylon Thornton. And he had this ace little track. And I looked into him. And turns out, I think he just put a couple of things up on SoundCloud. But he is a genuine vet of the DIY scene in Florida.
Nice.
And his dad has put out a few things. And he does his solo material as Waylon Thornton, which is a bit beef-hearty. He leads Waylon Thornton and the Heavy Hands, which seems to be his main band. And he also has like an instrumental surf rock band called the Strange Lords. But this is something from his Waylon Thornton and the Heavy Hands, who were a bit more of like a sort of garage rock punk group. And this is a track called Strange Looking Child, which came out on a 7-inch this year.
Here my behavior. Let's all watch my behavior.
That is Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat or something.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, I mean, we'll leave this sort of nostalgia for the Mortal Kombat theme.
Sure.
To the 507,000 YouTube videos which have already parodied it.
I don't even know how that goes. I can't remember it. I was more of a Street Fighter man myself.
Well, I like both of them, mate. Do you know what? Can be both,
did
mate.
Mortal Kombat have the green fella in it? Is there a green fella?
Blanca.
Yeah, who like sort of busted out of like a khaki shirt.
Yeah, he used to have a electricity'd.
Yeah, that's the
Black Blanca, mate.
Yeah, is he in Mortal Kombat?
No, he's from Street Fighter.
Oh, okay, let's move on.
Come on, he's definitely a street. He's got all the hallmarks of a Street Fighter character, son.
Come on,
you should know this.
We'll save this chat because as much as it's thrilling to me.
Age that you should be allowed to play computer games, Callum. Are you gonna have a go at people for playing computer games now?
No, I've got my own rules that I stick to personally,
Callum.
But I don't want to give to anybody
because you know our generation.
I played GTA whatever it was, the new GTA, mate.
You
I completed
know our
it.
Generation, mate.
They're all right.
We ain't growing up.
Yeah,
we ain't growing up. Like
I think, do whatever you want.
Still carry on their little childhood things that they love, and I think it's great.
I think it's great too. I don't like comic book movies. I'm not going to start accepting that as a nice thing.
What about comic books?
Comic books are fine. I've grown to accept that they're actually quite cool.
When you look at them, they actually do have like decent artwork, and the stories can be like not bad.
I was wrong about comic books. I wrote them off too quickly. But comic book movies, they're crap.
It's for a different audience, isn't it?
Same thing happens every single one.
Joe Bloggs. Mortal Kombat, though.
Yeah.
And you need to actually spell combat correctly in this.
Yeah, spell it with a C, please.
Yeah.
Or the K.
Correctly.
Yeah.
I know. Maybe it's that bad, but like, do you know what's annoyed me all this all these years, right?
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat with a K.
Well, let's put it to bed. Let's make a band called Mortal Kombat with a C.
Yeah. Finally, there will be a entity in the world, a Mortal Kombat with a C. Finally.
And there is now. And that comes from Jack, who is in the band Sports, who
we're playing a lot
constantly giving, like, he's in another band. Just follow him on Facebook, and it turns out they're all in other little bands.
Oh,
and
that's
they've
good.
Got an album out now. I think it's out now as well, which is bound to be really, really, really good.
The Sports album?
Yeah.
I'm keeping my eye out. I can't remember when the release date is, but
It's like maybe this Friday. Maybe
wow. What a Friday as well.
Yeah.
Hey, right, if you're listening to the podcast today,
That
you've got
album
some great albums out today, so you might have that Sports album out.
Yeah,
I think it's next week.
Could be. Yeah.
You've got Sport. You've got KV. Kurt Vile. You got that Dungan record. You got that girl band record that I know. Our boy John Ilcock's been waiting for.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to that too.
There's some great albums out. We're in quarter four, kids.
Enjoy
hold
it.
Tight.
Enjoy it. Anyway, yeah. So that's from a 2-track single, which you can buy for as much as you want off their Bandcamp. Go and get it.
Okay, so we're time for some hip hop.
Yeah,
we're popping this in the middle of the show because this is your hip hop
section.
Yeah. Sometimes we have loads of hip hops. Sometimes not so. Sometimes not at all. But so the rest of the tracks after this, just you know, we're into that people playing guitar stuff. Anyway, so this is something from. They call themselves a conglomerate, independent music conglomerate, Indie 500.
Okay.
Which consists of Talib Kweli, Pharaoh Monch, and Knife Wonder.
All great.
And this is the first thing to come from that sort of alliance, whatever you want to call it.
I love this track. It's been a while since I've liked a Talib Kweli song.
Heard one and it was really good.
Yeah.
He's a bit hit and miss, isn't he?
Yeah, he went a bit.
This is him with Ninth Wonder with productions by Eric G, and it's incredible. And it features Problem and Bad Luck, and it's a track called Pay Your Dues.
I know you ain't fucking with the Hennessy, but I'm fucking with Eric. I think you need to get some. Don't you gonna pay your dues? Diamond! Yeah. Lindsay Yagas on Compton Concrete. R&B singers coming on fine sheets. Winter shine, sparkling wines. Can see the hustle, obnoxious grind. Like, give me that, bitch, give me that.
Why?
Like, give me that, bitch, give me that.
Why?
All beers never personal. Big bands, no rehearsals, though. Showtime, no cable box. The independent that all of the major labels watch. Grade us, analyze, channel check. Our revolution is televised. Hard days, long nights, penitentiary chances. Fuck it, it's all life. Sinning, thinking sorry, mama. Throw you clowns a couple dollars, y'all. Before you holler at a real nigga.
Bad luck, grown man, full-time real nigga. I stashed against them, it's interesting what I left through. Did my raps in acid and reposado is vet proof. Walk with the illest spot with my brothers is lime. Back and forth with literature, gangsters, peep your design. Studied all the legends, I'm so intact with my G. Most death, I'm a black star, ask Tyler Kweli. Go insane, Jack, I'm running from way back. Duck down, bust a shot, now they want us to rain back. How does he do it, thugging on Dolo? Cash under a polo, tell a story of a young kid, wishes clear as a photo. Like, give me that, bitch, give me that. Like, give me that, bitch, give me that. You learned your lesson for holding out on a king. I pay my dues with blood, sweat, and a diamond ring. Yeah.
Make the check out to Tyler Kweli Esquire. Your niggas ain't the best rappers, y'all the best liars. You soft as summer rain, how you gon' bang with the club of Lang and got a slang? Pay your dues, nigga, I'll take it back like, gimme that, gimme that. You fucking kidding, not cutting these niggas any slack. My hustle and flow allow me to pimp any track. You get whipped with your own pistol, you skinny black. These niggas squeaking like sneaker soles on ball courts and more courts. Civilized savages on all fours with shit you never thought of. The fucking Flemmacorp up is more rough than your stuff. You little orphan Annie, I'm Daddy Warbucks riding across the battlefield on a war horse. My existence is your loss, all this bitch shit is your fault. You scavengers, passengers, ride a shotgun, sword of Lord of God, get on your job, nigga.
Saturday night in the crib, chilling, watching the Knicks. Fourth quarter up 25, mel on the shit. Checking that in my Instagram, scrolling through pics. Double D's, double taps, shit it is what it is. Type starving, grab the handful of menus, gotta get me a bite. Some quick, some cheap, cause my paper's tight. Thinking Domino's, nah, something different tonight. Oh, what about that Chinese spot that I like? 555, 7279. Let me get a half chicken fried rice on the side. Shrimp roll, mac, duck sauce, and nothing with swine.
Deliver in 10 minutes.
Yeah, just be here on time. 45 minutes later, they was calling my phone. Answered it tight, like, damn, son, what took you so long? Said to drive at the door, bring enough for a tip. Too long, I ain't tipping them shit.
Click. Yeah, man, so I walk to the door and shit, I'm looking out the people. It's not the normal dude, it's like shorty, like curvy and all that. Hold up.
Cracked the door, and to my surprise, delivery chick was a dime. When I ordered breasts and thighs, I was thinking with fries. Opened it wide, come inside, let me get you this bread. It's in the wallet in the room on my bed. Walked to the counter, she put the bag of food on the edge. Walked in my room, looking back at her, shaking my head. Thinking, damn, wishing she was on the menu instead. Then the room door shut, like I heard what you said. She was with it, I was with it, so Wolf came to finish. Like, I was trying to deliver to you for a minute. I get it, now you gon' get it. She leaned back, jumped in the sack, undid my zipper, laid me down on my back. About an hour into it, somebody calling her Jack. Non-stop, back to back, like, you should get that. She said, it's just ping my ex, the black belt. Dude is obsessed, he probably followed me up to your address.
Wait, what you mean, followed you to my address? Like a black belt, like karate? Like, he nice with that shit? Nah, Ma, you gotta get the fuck out. Hold up.
Kicked in the door, waving the nunchucks. Both staffing, laughing, dude was tight nuts. Try to tell homie, I ain't know your wife was a smut. No need to bust in my crib on wrecking my stuff. Seen his lips move, but he never uttered a word. About 8 seconds later, this is all that I heard. You tall Ray, you must pay. Kitty cat, you slaying under the ground where you must lay. Got in the stance, two ninja stars in his hands. Threw them both in my directions, blocked them both with a plant. Kept coming, I start dumbing. Never been a punk, but do the karate master. Hit him right in his nuts. Scream out, lean forward, I uppercut. Cut in his jaw, foot swept him to the floor and threw him right out the door. Peep shorty in my sight, she asked if I might. I said it's to be expected, it's Saturday night.
Survive.
pop. Up from the ground up, son, you get the picture. Up from the ground up, son.
A veteran, I flow like I'm young. What?
Up from the ground up, son, you get the picture. Up from the ground up, son.
A veteran, I flow like I'm young. What?
That's a Torre with Saturday Night. He seemed to have a hell of a Saturday night there. Just wants to order some Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out that it's a lady that he takes to, fancies. Mm. They end up getting it on.
Yeah.
Then her boyfriend turns out to be a martial artist and turns up and wants to throw Ninja Death Stars at him. And all he wanted to do was have a Chinese takeaway.
All he wanted was a Chinese.
Took ages as well, and he wasn't going to tip her.
We said 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That's like the most amount of time before it starts to become an annoying.
They did say on the phone, though, originally, that they'd only be 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So they have lied from there. I mean, I wouldn't be too annoyed about it. 45 minutes isn't a big wait.
You're like...
He wasn't going to tip him over
it's
it.
It's like, look, right, I got this from Just Eat,
sure.
And I didn't want to phone, because that's why I do it, so I don't have to phone.
Yeah,
because I don't want to talk to you. Yeah, here we are, an hour in. I still haven't got my confirmation email from. Oh, it's on its way. Well, it's been an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, it can happen. I've waited like 2 hours for a curry before.
Good takeaway chat, mate.
Yeah. Anyway, Torre knows what we're talking about there. That's off his upcoming crowdfunded album, which I don't usually like crowdfunded albums, but man's got to release it.
Right, guys. I am going to put a record out. What's it about? What are we paying for? It's very takeaway based.
Yeah. Oh, that's produced by DJ Premier, by the way. So, you know, it's
that's where your money's gone.
Exactly, yeah. Anyway. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not sure when it's out, but keep an eye out for more tracks coming off it.
Here's something from Lollipop Records.
Again. On fire.
Yeah, I didn't know you were bringing in Lollipop Records, mate.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
We did that last week with Shake Records.
We did.
We put out that Mandates tape. You should listen to that album. It's good. It's very good. Anyway, right, this is something by Billy Changer, who used to be in... used to be in like garage bands, like Three Piece, and then he just went on his own, and he translated that sound by taking out the two stringers and just doing it as a bass guitar. So, bass guitar.
Yeah.
So this is what this is made like. This sounds like a guitar.
Yeah.
And it sounds ace. But that's what they said about the Royal Bloods. What do you think about the bass guitar being?
What being
this works better than instrument. I've ever heard.
Yeah, I've never heard it sound like that. It sounds like a guitar.
It sounds sweet as. And this is something from his debut album, self-titled. But I think it came out last year on like a split cassette with Tracy Bryant.
I haven't
heard that. But Lollipop Records had given him his own record, which is basically that.
Cool.
Sorry, Tracy.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that album out.
I'm sure Tracy's good as well.
This is a track that's called Fever Island.
I'm not afraid to die.
that is Alex Chilltown, good pun, with Kutch, which is a Welsh word, which means, like, I think it, I looked up on Urban Dictionary earlier today. I can't remember exactly what it is. It doesn't translate into English exactly, but it means, like, a particularly tender kind of hug that makes you feel like you're in a safe place.
Oh, that's really
I think,
nice.
I think it. Well, I think that's what it means. Oh. But I think it got made famous by being on, like, Gavin and Stacey and stuff. Then they mentioned the word Kutch a lot on there.
Did they?
But I don't know.
It seems like
really
a nice word, mate.
I
seems
like
it.
A
lovely word. I like
yeah,
that.
It does. So. Lovely. That, As Art Is Hard, which is that it's been released on as part of their hand cut record series, where they hand cut 25 copies of each. I don't know if it's weekly or bi-weekly, but it's a great little thing they do, and there's so much good stuff that comes out on it.
Can I tell you? I was going to tell you, wasn't I? Who that reminded me of?
Go on, mate.
One of our podcast favourites, big time favourites, is the way his delivery is very radio department.
Yeah, it is a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. They put out a new song the other day.
Good.
It's vintage.
I need to have a listen to that.
It's vintage radio department.
That in particular, that song reminded me a little bit of Blame It on the Tetons by Modest Mouse, which was one of my favourite songs on that album.
Wow.
It was good news for people who love bad news.
Do you know what? One day I'll listen to more Modest Mouse, mate. I promise you, son.
You like it, mate. You like
On a Grave.
Stuff.
I promise you.
On the early stuff, you'll like it, mate. You'll like it.
Okay.
That's when it started going downhill, that album, though. After then, it's
not when good. It got sea shanty based.
Yeah, a bit too sea shanty based.
Okay, right. So, one thing I will never tire of, Canon, is the anybody who has a voice like Lou Reed,
yeah,
Iggy Pop, Tom Verlaine.
Yeah.
And that's this band, The Belly Buttons.
Oh, they're great.
They're based in Glasgow. But I think they're from England.
It's a good name as well.
Yeah.
I like it.
What, the Belly Buttons?
Yeah.
Somebody had to be called the Belly Buttons.
Yeah. Good on them.
I'm surprised nobody was before.
I am.
Quite the coup. So they're... And they'll get all that shit in the write-ups.
Yeah.
About the Iggy Pop. And they've been getting... another band I'll mention in a second. So they'll be getting that stuff. And they're like... They're in Glasgow now. They're a proper indie band.
Yeah.
They're like... They're like Sebadoa, Brian Jones, Town Massacre, Guided by Voices, another shout out for them. And they also find themselves sort of going along in the same circles as Hooton Tennis Club.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimate Painting. And they sound a bit Parquet Courts as well.
Yeah.
A bit.
All good bands.
Yeah. And they've just released their debut EP, which is out on cassette on Fuzzkill Records, who are a Scottish label and definitely worth checking out. And this is the title track from that. It's called Play.
Slide on for yourself. Don't wanna spend back in the sun. It's alright.
That is Dusk. It's called Do the Bored Recluse. I don't know too much about Dusk. Dusk is basically the side project of the lead guy in a band called Tenement, who I don't know too much about.
I tell you what, mate, when you think that research is bad, wait till you get to my guy.
Really?
Yeah, Do the Bored Recluse. That's a great title, by the way.
It is a great title. He's got a really cool voice as well. I like him a lot. I'm going to check out more. Basically, that's the A-side to a new 7-inch that he's got coming out on Forward Records on the 9th of October. So I'm going to definitely check the other side out.
Right. So I was going to bring in something else, right? And then I don't know whether this is a problem, Callum, that we have now. I'll have like a band and I'm going, do you know what, I really love this. And then I'll do a bit more...
digging.
Yeah, and I'll go, do you know what, they're quite big.
Yeah, I often do that.
They've like add pitchforky things.
Yeah.
And I'll go, they don't need to be in the podcast. People can find all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that like we don't play stuff that doesn't get plenty of attention for whatever. I don't think we ever play any big sellers, but I thought, you know what, these guys could do without this.
Yeah.
That's not what we exist for.
Yeah, it's smaller stuff.
So I was like, you know what, I heard this cover earlier in the week and I loved it.
Yeah.
it's by a guy who apparently is, I don't know anything about him, but I'm going to check him out. It's called Jeff Zager's. You'll excuse my ignorance on it. And he does an ace cover of It Makes No Difference, which is a song by The Band.
Yeah.
It's a Robbie Robertson track. He's fucking ace, come on. The Band, mate. And it's something he did for WNYU. And you were saying that you were checking out those KEXPs.
Always I always
check out those
KEXPs.
Live sessions.
Yeah, I always do.
And if you listen to anything, any sort of live session-y things from any YouTube channels or radio things, I always like checking out these things. So chuck them over my way,
yeah,
or Callum's way, at IHHB Podcast, and, you know, on the Facebook as well.
I'm Callum Eckersley on there, never go on, but...
Yeah. Hey, couple.
I go on to check it.
He'll give you like a nice polite thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Which is nice, Callum.
I don't tweet much, but yeah, you can follow me.
And if you wanna at him, tweet. If you're a boarder over 25 and you're not pro, but you do it because you love doing it, Callum.
Hey, I did a take
Callum
back
will
on
give
that.
You a personal apology.
Yeah, I did a take
on
back
tweet.
On that. I didn't mean it.
And
like
I will
that.
Screenshot them for you just to make sure that he does it. I want to see them. Come.
Oh, I will. That's
I have yeah. got my at.
I didn't
on
mean
you.
That. I didn't mean that. Take back. Get an official take back.
Okay, so let's leave you with the lovely, whimsical voice of Jeff Zager's. This has been the IHHB Podcast. See you later, guys.
Bye.
Burn. Thanks. That song was written by Robbie Robertson. Good afternoon.